for the worship. Amen. On tonight. Amen. I love him. Amen. I love him so much. And I give him all of the honor. Amen. I give him all of the glory. Amen. I magnify his great name on tonight. Amen. For he is worthy. Amen. To be praised. Amen. I said the Lord is worthy to be lifted up. Amen. He's worthy to be worshipped on tonight. Amen. And I thank God, for I know, amen, that his, amen, his blood still works. His blood still has power. Amen. There's still power in the name of Jesus. Amen. I said there is still power in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. No other name whereby men, amen, can be saved, but only through by the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. He's a wonder in my soul. He's a wonder in my soul. He's a wonder in my soul. Bless. Why don't you bless? Word Network Incorporated. Amen. We thank God for our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ on tonight. Amen. We thank God for him being, amen, our almighty God. Amen. We thank God for being our deliverer, our redeemer. Amen. We thank God for the Holy Ghost on tonight abiding on the inside. Amen. And I thank God, amen, for the Holy Ghost will show up. It will comfort you. Amen. Yeah, I said it. It will show up, comfort you. Amen. Amen. And I thank God, amen, for the comforter on tonight. Amen. I thank God for him. Amen. He is the comforter. Amen. I'm talking about the Holy Ghost. Amen. And I thank God, amen, for, amen, him setting me free from, saving me from my sin. Amen, amen, from hell, amen. And I thank God, amen, for my husband on tonight. Amen, my pastor, amen, the overseer and the founder of Heavenly Grace Gospel Word Network Incorporated. Amen, Apostle Miller James Pearson Jr. on tonight. Amen, I thank God, amen, amen, for him on tonight. Amen, I just thank God for everything on tonight and how, amen, he's just been doing, amen, great things. Amen, we thank God for, amen, the love of the Lord on tonight. Amen. We thank God for the goodness. Amen. Thank you, Jesus, for, amen, just thanking God for all he is to us on tonight. Amen. And amen, before I go into our Bible study on tonight, amen, we know that Jesus' blood still has power. Amen. Amen. Not only does Jesus' blood still has power, amen, but Jesus' blood still works. Amen. And not only Jesus' blood still works, amen, but there's still power in the name of Jesus. Amen. There's power in his name. Amen. And I thank God, yet thanking God for Isaiah 53:5 said, but he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes, we are healed. Amen. And I thank God for being healed. Amen. Amen. By Jesus Christ on tonight. Amen. Healed. Amen. From the top of my head to the soles of my feet. Amen. Inside and outside. Amen. Amen. Thank God for being healed naturally. Amen. Physically, mentally, emotionally. Amen. Socially. Amen. I'm healed, complete, I'm whole on tonight. And I praise Jesus for it. Amen. Amen. Do you praise him on tonight? Amen. That's something to be, amen, thankful about. That's something to thank God for. Amen. Amen. And I thank God for his goodness and his mercy on tonight. Amen. And we're going to, amen. Amen. Run a couple of songs. Amen. And then we're going to go to our Bible study.
Right now, you believe. And oh, miracle signs and wonders in this place. Miracle signs and wonders in this place. Lord, we thank you for miracle signs and wonders in this place. Miracle signs and wonders in this place. Miracle signs and wonders in this place. Lord, we thank you for miracle signs and wonders in this place. Just believe.
Amen. How are you gonna believe on tonight? Amen. Amen. How many gonna believe, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ and everything that he can do for you? Amen. You should, and amen, believe it on tonight. Amen. Tonight we thank God for you tuning in, amen, to our live broadcast, amen, here on Heavenly Grace Gospel Word Network Incorporated on tonight. We thank God, amen, for the love of God on tonight. We thank God for his goodness, amen, and we thank God for his mercy, amen. We thank God, amen, for every blessing, every miracle, everything. We thank God for the good and the bad, amen, because the word of God said in all things give him thanks, and amen, we thank him on tonight, amen. And we do appreciate, amen, every one of you, amen, that, amen, that dedicate and commit your time and, amen, support Heavenly Grace Gospel Word Network Ministry, whether, amen, is by tuning in, amen, to the broadcast, amen. We pray that the broadcast that, amen, that we, amen, amen, that we air, amen, from not just this ministry, but other ministries, amen, across, amen, the United States, across, amen, the world, amen, amen. We thank God. We pray that every ministry bless you, or this is a particular ministry that bless you, the one that you, amen, that God, amen, can, amen, speak to you and encourage you, amen. And we thank God, amen, for you, amen, you coming on. We thank God for your prayers. We thank God for your love, and we thank God for your support, amen, amen. We just want to tell you that we love you all the way from heaven. Grace Gospel Word Network, amen, from our founder, overseer, amen, Apostle Miller James Pearson Jr., and I, and the Heavenly Grace Gospel Word Network as a whole, we love you in the mighty name of Jesus, and we thank God for you. And we want you to know if there's anything, amen, that, amen, any prayer requests that you have, feel free, amen, always, amen, you can, amen, you can inbox us, you can email us, you can, amen, you can call, you can text, amen, amen, whatever your prayer need is, amen, we're standing by to pray for you, amen. I said, we're standing by to pray for you. I don't care what time it is. We're standing by to pray for you, amen. If you cannot get a hold of us, amen, leave us a voicemail, amen, and I guarantee you we will pray over your prayer requests, amen. So we want you to know that we are here for you and we love you because we love loving on people. Amen. You ain't got to be saved. You can be a sinner. Amen. We love you on tonight. Amen. Amen. You can be a backslider. We love you on tonight. Amen. Because, amen, as Jesus loved, amen, he told us to love, amen, our neighbors as we do ourselves. Amen. We even love our enemies. Amen. Amen. So we thank God for that. Amen. We have to have the love of Christ, the unconditional love. Amen. And I thank God for it on tonight. Amen. Because if it wasn't for Jesus Christ, amen, I wouldn't be able to love on tonight. But I thank God for the love of Jesus Christ. Amen. Being down on the inside of me. Amen. Being down on the inside. Amen. Thank God for this ministry. Amen. Amen. For how, amen, we just been going forth. Amen. And those that anybody that need help, amen. Amen. With your, amen, your live stream. Amen. Come, amen, to Healing Grace Gospel Word Network Incorporated. That's what we do. We help other ministries, amen, in their live stream, amen, network, amen, whatever media need you may have, amen, amen. If we can help you, amen, please feel free to reach out to us, amen. All our information is right there, amen, or our Facebook page, amen. You can even, amen, see our website from our Facebook page, so you can come, go and contact us, amen, and we are willing to help you, amen. Just like God said, God is a God of no respect of person, amen. If we can, amen, if we, amen, is able to help you, we will do just that, amen. Amen. So we love the Lord on tonight. Just want to get that out, amen, before we go, amen, until our Bible study on tonight. Tonight I will not be before you long. I just stopped by, amen, to encourage you on tonight through about the Word of God, amen. Amen. It's not an extensive Bible study on tonight, but amen, we are going to, amen, the Word of God. And we are going to look at the Word of God on tonight, and we're going to meditate on it, and we're going to read it, amen. Amen. And we're going to pull out, amen, what God has for us on tonight through His Word. Amen. Amen. If you have your Bibles, get your Bibles out. Get your pencils. Get your paper out. Amen. Amen. Your phones. Amen. Get it out. Amen. Let's go to Bible study on tonight. Amen. Turn with me to Psalms 23. Yes, I said Psalms 23 on tonight. Amen. Amen. I thank God for Psalms 23 on tonight. Amen. And we're going to start at the very first, amen, verse. It said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. That first verse said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Amen. We thank God for the Lord as our shepherd on tonight. Amen. I thank God for Him being my shepherd. See, this is a personal thing, because that's why you see the word I in that verse. Say, I shall not want. Amen. Amen. Everybody have to be able to speak for themselves. Amen. You can't speak for me, and I can't speak for you. But I have to know. I know that the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. Amen. When you have the Lord as your shepherd, you're going to allow your shepherd to lead you. Amen. Amen. You're going to allow your shepherd to teach you. Amen. You're going to allow your shepherd to guide you. Amen. And this shepherd that I'm talking about is the Lord Almighty. Amen. It's our God. Amen. Amen. And I thank God for Jesus Christ on tonight. Amen. For Him being my shepherd. Amen. I want to do everything my shepherd tells me to do. Amen. So, amen. When your shepherd, amen, think about a shepherd, amen, tending to the sheep. Amen. When those sheep get out of line, He take that rod, He take that staff, and He get them back on in line. Amen. That shepherd get the sheep back in line, get them back in order. Amen. And I thank God, amen, for the Lord on tonight. Amen. When we, amen, He see us about to get off course, and He see us about to go away, or He see us, amen, getting off track, or getting sidetracked, or getting distracted, He'll take that word, and He'll put us back in line. See, that Holy Ghost will put us back in line, amen. That rod, amen, that staff, amen, will put them sheep back in line. I thank God for being a sheep on tonight. Amen. I thank God for being a sheep on tonight. Amen. Because when you're a sheep, you will listen to your shepherd. Amen. And I thank God when you listen to the shepherd, amen, you don't have to be in want for anything. Amen. You don't have to be in want for anything. Yes, I said you don't have to be in want for anything when the Lord is your shepherd. Amen. It said He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. Amen. Yes. Amen. My shepherd, amen, He calls me. Amen. He gives me, amen, amen, the comfort in knowing that when I lay down, I'm laying down in Him. Amen. And I have life in Him. Amen. And life is green. Life is, amen. Life is, amen. Life is, amen, filled, amen, with a lot of things. Amen. Amen. So what He said, He making me to lie down in green pastures. When I lay down at night, amen, I know that I'm resting in the Lord. I know that the said, you lift your word and you said, that ain't for me. That ain't about me. This word ain't for me. See, that's when you have problems. So I thank God for the Lord being my shepherd on tonight. Because when, when the shepherd gets ready to make sure the sheep is eating, amen. They're going to keep on, they become, amen, they grow, amen. They get nourished. It nourishes every part of their bodies. Amen. Hallelujah. Do you want to be nourished tonight by the word of God? If you do, you need to eat the word of God without complaining. Amen. Eat the word of God without making excuses. See, you have a lot of people out there, yeah, you say you want the word of God. Amen. But when the word of God comes, then comes with excuses. When the word of God comes, amen, you come with complaining. When the word of God comes, you say, that ain't for me, that's for my neighbor. Amen. But see, the word don't want us to do that. When something is for you, amen, it's something in the word for everybody. The word is put here for everybody, amen. So it's something between Genesis and Revelation, amen, that God, amen, want to talk to you about, amen, that God want to deal with you about, amen, hallelujah. And when God do it, amen, get glad and say, yes, Lord, you found me. Yes, Lord, hallelujah, you found me right where I'm at. Lord, I've been seeking you for that answer. Lord, I've been fasting for that answer. Lord, I've been praying for that answer. And when you find it, you got to be able to take it and say, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, amen. You got to get up. You got to eat it. You got to eat it. You got to say, Lord, yes, Lord, it's me, oh, Lord. A prayer. Amen. Amen. And you can continue to stay there. But when God gives you something, amen, eat that word up so we can go ahead and take effect and do what it has to do. Grow you to that next level in Jesus Christ. Say, he made me to lie down in green pastures. He led me beside the still waters. I got peace on tonight. Amen. Trusting in the name of the Lord. Trusting in my Savior. Amen. Amen. Casting my cares upon the Lord. Amen. Still waters. Amen. Still waters of peace. Amen. I thank God for Jesus Christ on tonight. For he is my shepherd. Say, he restored my soul. He leading me in the paths of righteousness. Yes, the shepherd, the good shepherd, the shepherd will lead you in the path of righteousness. When you have a good shepherd, whether it is the heavenly shepherd, whether it's your, amen, your earthly shepherd, they're going to lead you in the path of righteousness. Now, if there's somebody lead you any other way other than the path of righteousness now, amen, I'm talking about these earthly shepherds now, amen, amen, if an earthly shepherd is leading you in the wrong way, amen, you better go back. You better go back to your father, and you better seek some counseling. You better ask God, but you got to make sure now. Amen. You got to make sure now. It ain't you. It ain't you now. But if amen, amen, you got to, you when you see that it, you, even you yourself, God talks to us all. He speaks to us. He deals with the heart. He deals with the mind. He deals with us in different ways. Amen. And when God deals with us, amen, we have to, amen, we have to learn how to obey. We have to learn how to follow the lead of our heavenly shepherd so we can know the way to go. But I thank God for every earthly shepherd on tonight. I thank God for my pastor. I thank God for my, amen, my husband, my apostle, amen, our earthly shepherd, amen, that's leading us in the path of righteousness. But now I'm talking about the heavenly shepherd. Amen, amen. He'll lead you in the path of righteousness. He'll lead you in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. It's for God's sake. And when you are walking in the path of righteousness, amen, I don't care what come, I don't care what go, I don't care what situations you, amen, you're facing, what the circumstances are. But when you walk in a path of righteousness, what path are you walking in tonight? What path are you walking in tonight? Are you walking in the path of righteousness on tonight? Or are you walking in the path of wickedness on tonight? Amen. If you're walking in the path of wickedness on tonight, the Lord, and you haven't made the Lord your shepherd. If you walking in unrighteousness on tonight, if you walking, amen, in any other spirit than the spirit of the living God, than the spirit of righteousness, you, the Lord, you have not made the Lord your shepherd, amen. And if you find yourself on tonight just wanting this and wanting that, you're never satisfied. You always get, just greedy, just get, and asking. I want this. I'm talking about these material things. Now, when it comes to the word of God, amen, yes, we got to be hungry and we got to be thirsty. But I'm talking now about these natural things. Always getting and wanting to get more. Just greedy. I haven't seen so much people in my life that be so greedy and unholy and unthankful. Amen. Amen. Some of us got so much stuff that we, amen, can help somebody else. But you know what? Some people will allow what they have to spoil. Some people will let it lay waste. Amen. They will let it lay away. Amen. Amen. Instead of helping somebody else. Amen. So are you walking in the path of righteousness? Are you doing what Jesus is telling you to do? Are you spending time just getting and asking and going and going and going and going and going and going and amen and just going in circles round and round and your spiritual man is dead. Your spiritual man is dead. You got a dead spirit. A dead spirit. That's what I said. A dead spirit. Because you're not grateful. You're unholy. You're unthankful. You got jealousy in your life. Full of jealousy. Full of pride. But are you walking? Should be walking in the path of righteousness. But those that walk in the path of righteousness, the Lord is our shepherd. Say yay! The fourth verse of Psalms 23 say yay! Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Not death, but death, just the shadow of death. Amen. Yay, do I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. He said, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Who is with me? God is with me. And thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. The word of God comfort me. You can feel when you're walking in the valley of the shadow of death. Amen. There's no spiritual wickedness in high places. Amen. We don't fight against flesh and blood, but against principalities and spiritual wickedness in high places. I remember one time I had a dream. And I was walking in this dream. Amen. And where I was walking, I was walking in this path. And as I walked in this path, that was a person that were watching. Amen. And in this path, amen, on this path, it was like a separation. Amen. And on this path, amen, amen, there were snakes, amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But as I walked, amen, they could not touch me. As I walked, amen, they could not devour me. As I walked, amen, amen, I felt the hand of God, amen, amen, amen. He was just walking me. He was just leading me along the way, amen, amen. Yeah, there was the vipers, there was the snakes, there was the enemy, there was the, amen, those things, amen, that wanted to eat me up. When you're walking, man, we're going to get there. We're going to get there. We talking about Psalms 23. He told me now, prepare a table before me in the presence. oil, with his spirit, with his anointing, with his love. He anointed my head with oil. He, amen, when he anointed you, amen, back then, amen, when he anointed, amen, that was, amen, a signification, amen, amen, that was a symbol of protection, amen, that was a symbol, amen, of dedication, that was a symbol, amen, of signified, amen, commitment. You've been committed unto God, you've been sanctified, amen, amen, for God's use, amen, you're being ordained for God's use, amen. God anoints, he, God, I said, God anoints my head with oil, and my cup is running over. My spirit is running over. My spirit is running over. My soul is running over. My heart is running over. Saying, what's next? What can I do for you, God? Where do you want me to go, God? What do you want me to say? What works do you want me to work, God? Hallelujah. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Thank you, Jesus. Surely goodness and mercy, goodness, is going to follow me. Goodness is going to follow me. Goodness is going to follow me. You know why it's going to follow me? Because I choose to do good. I choose to live for the Lord. So goodness shall follow me. Mercy shall what? Follow me. It's on the table. Because God already prepared. He already prepared the goodness. He already prepared the mercy. It's already there. Surely, it's a guarantee. So surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all. Not just some. But surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Somebody need to say that right now. Say, surely. Because some of you got some stuff following you. And it ain't goodness. It's a mercy, but it ain't no good. It ain't goodness following you. Because what? You haven't made. You haven't, amen, submitted yourself and made the Lord your shepherd. The table is there. Your shepherd has already prepared the table. I'm talking about the Lord God Almighty. Are you walking in the path of righteousness? So the goodness can follow you. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And amen, amen. And so, amen, when you dedicate something, when dwell. Let's dwell while you're dwelling. When you dwell somewhere, just don't stay there. But there's a commitment. There's some dedication. There's some love. There's some faithfulness. Amen. Unto the Lord for his glory. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You dwell in his presence. You dwell there in praise. You dwell there in worship. You dwell there in prayer and fasting in the house of the Lord. I thank God for the word on tonight. I thank God, amen. And I just want to go back and I want to read this whole Psalms again. Just in case somebody missed the first part, I'm just going to go back and read it. Because you got to have this in your heart. You got to have this in your mind. You have to walk in this. And you have to believe it. So the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He made me to lie down in green pastures. He led me beside the still waters. He restored my soul. He led me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. I will fear no evil. I will fear no evil. For thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, and my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And I pray tonight that I've said something to encourage you on tonight, to help you to grow on tonight. Do by the word of God. The Lord is not your shepherd on tonight. If you ain't allowing the Lord to lead you in the path of righteousness, make him your shepherd on tonight. Walk in the path of righteousness. If you're walking in any other path, get in the right path. Jesus loves you. And he wished that we would all be saved. He wished that we would all prosper. Be in good health even as our soul prosper. Yeah, he wants that for us. He wished that we would have what? Good success. He wants that for us. He wants that for us. But do you want it for yourself? Or do you just want it when it's convenient for you? Or do you just want it when you're feeling good? But when you're walking through the valley of the shadow of death and fear no evil. I thank God for the high editors. I thank God for the Holy Ghost on tonight. I thank God for my comfort keeper. Amen. I thank God for him being my mind resonator. Yes, I do. I thank God, amen, for being my heart fixer. I thank God for giving me a new heart. I thank God, amen, amen, for renewing, amen, my spirit, amen. Hallelujah. I thank him for restoring my soul. Amen. I love the Lord on tonight because he first loved me. Amen. I love him. And I'm going to stay with God. I'm going to stay with God to the end. Amen. Because I want to make it to heaven. I want to make it to see my Lord's face. And I want him to say, well done, my good and my faithful servant. Come on in. In on in. In on in. I want him to say that. We bless them tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord, from the bottom of my heart to the depths of my soul. Yes, Lord, completely, yes, my soul says yes. Yes, Lord. Amen.